The Shell Seekers by Rosamund Pilcher. Read by Hannah Gordon. Prologue. The taxi, an old Rover smelling of old cigarette smoke, trundled along the empty country road at an unhurried pace. It was early afternoon at the very end of February, a magic winter day of bitter cold, frost, and pale cloudless skies. The sun shone, sending long shadows, but there was little warmth in it, and the ploughed fields lay hard as iron. From the chimneys of scattered farmhouses and small stone cottages, smoke rose, straight as columns, up into the still air, and flocks of sheep, heavy with wool and incipient pregnancy, gathered around feeding troughs stuffed with hay. Sitting in the back of the taxi, gazing through the dusty window, Penelope Keeling decided that she'd never seen the familiar countryside look so beautiful. The road curved steeply. Ahead stood the wooden signpost marking the lane that led to Temple Pudley. The driver slowed, and with a painful change of gear, turned, bumping downhill between high and blinding hedges. Moments later they were in the village, with its golden Cotswold stone houses, newsagent, butcher, the Sudley Arms, and the church, set back from the street behind an ancient graveyard and the dark foliage of some suitably gloomy yews. There were few people about. The children were all in school, and the bitter weather kept others indoors. Only an old man, mittened and scarved, walked his ancient dog. "Which house is it?" the taxi driver inquired over his shoulder. She leaned forward, ridiculously excited and expectant, just a little way on.